Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call 1-800-330-9999, call or text. Raven, if you give unsolicited advice that is bogus at the Outback, that is all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. So the advice that you're giving, if it's accurate, unsolicited or not, it could be welcome. But if it's inaccurate, what's going on? Get out of here.
I've never been so stressed out at a restaurant that had nothing to do with me. What was going on?
Okay.
So a family sat behind us. Now, you know, my husband and I, my kids, like, we love the Outback.
Sure.
So
you are there all the time.
We really are. And the family came in, and I heard them say to the waiter, oh, this is our first time here. And I thought in my head, oh, how exciting for them. Their first time at the Outback.
This is the beginning of their journey.
Right.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. If you were retirees next over, you would have talked about all the life moments that had impacted you at Outback.
Well, sure enough, the people that were sitting to the right of them, like an actual table, overheard this. Now, I decide to keep to myself because this has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to butt into their, welcome to the Outback.
Right.
You know?
I mean,
but that's
creepy.
But that guy, there's a guy that's sitting there and he overheard them and he said, he's like, oh, this is your first time? He goes, let me tell you a trick. And I almost cringed in my seat. He goes, you got to order the Chocolate Thunder from Down Under, which, don't get me wrong, is the best dessert they have.
Right.
And it's delicious. He goes, but don't order it with the brownie. You don't need the brownie. The sundae by itself is phenomenal. And I literally choked on my Foster's beer.
Right.
Because all I kept thinking was, that is the worst
piece of advice
I have ever heard. Why would you tell somebody to order their brownie sundae that is the most famous thing on their menu, besides the Blooming Onion, of course, and not get the brownie? Does that make any sense to you whatsoever?
I mean, it doesn't, but I'm not ambassador of Australia carrying my Foster's beer while headed to the Barbie or whatever it is that I can drop for a term that Australians would relate to, or American Australians would relate to, I guess. Just mind your business. Here's the thing. I've come to a new place. Now I feel like if I don't mention the thing you told me that I have to have, that I'm some sort of jerk. Mind your business, pal. I want to explore the menu myself.
Well,
it's like exploring the Outback.
That's all I need
plateau.
To know. But that's the thing. So the guy leaves because he was done with his dinner. And now the new family is behind me. And now I'm like starting
now
to get nervous.
Now you want to tell them. You're like,
I feel
guy's
like
a fool.
Don't listen to him. Like,
right.
the brownie is the best part. Like, you want to order that.
Right.
But I don't say anything. But I also don't leave because I need to know what's going to happen. So we're eating our Chocolate Thunder from Down Under, delicious with the brownie. And sure enough, I hear them order it.
Yes.
And I pause. And thank goodness.
They didn't make any adjustments.
No, they didn't make any adjustments. And then I felt fine. I went home and all I kept thinking is, that's all I need to know about that guy, given the most bogus thing I've ever heard in my life. You get the Chocolate Thunder from Down Under with no brownie? What is wrong with you?
If your vanity plate is lame or it makes no sense whatsoever, you're shelling out the money for a vanity plate, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be entertaining, all right? I don't want it to. Listen, your initials is one thing, okay, but a number next to it or whatever. If you got five cars, you want to number them 1 through 5. If they're Camrys, who cares? Like, show a little creativity, right? I mean, it's got to be funny, sassy, clever. It should at least have two meanings, all right?
Okay.
Ideally, the inside of a Snapple cap, I want to be one of those little puzzles that I have to figure out as I drive behind you.
I don't like those because they make me think too hard, and then I get confused, and you never get any closure on what it actually means.
I thought you were going to say, for safety purposes, you didn't want to rear-end anybody, but obviously not top of your mind.
No. I was in a Stu Leonard's parking lot, and a car pulled in, and they were blasting music so loud.
Oh, boy.
And the windows were rolled up.
Oh, that's a thing. I don't understand that.
Yeah, so I look over, and it's a man probably my age, late 30s, right?
Okay.
And there's a little kid looking out in the back. He's in his car seat, buckled in nice and safe.
Right.
He's sipping on his Elmo sippy cup, and he's just sitting there.
Was it
smiling.
An Elmo song that was blasting?
No. This was the song blasting with this child in the car.
as I walk through the valley of
nice.
The shadow of death.
And I was like, huh. And the kid seemed so unfazed. He was like, yeah, no, my dad is forever.
This is every day.
This is paradise.
This is every day now, man.
He's like, yeah, I know everything about Coolio.
Right.
It's Anna and Raven.
Big Michelle Pfeiffer fan. Mm-hmm. What's weirder, by the way, the person that's blasting the music with the windows up or the windows down? You're actually more courteous if the windows are up. Unless, of course, you're making your child deaf.
Well, right.
But they're just sharing a part of their childhood.
But that's the whole thing. My daughter knows all about the Spice Girls.
Of course.
She knows everything that I grew up with, the music I grew up with, mm-hmm. she knows because that's what we listen to. You don't realize as an adult mm-hmm. how inappropriate the lyrics are to Snoop Dogg and Jay-Z.
Oh, no, I realize.
Until you play it for your 10-year-old.
No,
and
I mean,
like,
I completely realize because that's what made it so cool when we started listening to it when we were younger. It was our Elvis. Every mm-hmm. generation has artists, right, that their parents are like, they're terrible. And those are the ones that we love. And then studies show that, of course, we love that music the rest of our lives, basically.
It turns out that 60% of people between the ages of 25 and 45 mm-hmm. still don't feel like real, quote-unquote, grown-ups.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those people. Are
right.
you?
It depends on the day. If I paid for a lot of stuff that day and handled business, then I'm like, I'm a boss. And there's a part of me that feels like I'm grown. But there's always a part of me that still feels like I'm a kid.
I had to go to parent-teacher conferences last Friday.
Oh, man.
And when I show up
those are
there,
real adults.
Right. And I
teachers are real adults.
Teachers are real adults.
Right.
And I feel like
they're making other adults. They're producing them.
I don't even know what I'm doing there.
Right.
I'm like, am I supposed to be a grown-up in
this
situation?
I could feel that way. No, I could definitely see feeling that way.
But most of these people that don't feel like quote-unquote adults between 25 and 45, they hold on to that music
okay.
from their childhood, which makes a lot of sense for this guy that was blasting
that. It's their area to act out and feel in touch.
Right. So what song, like when you think about what identifies mm-hmm. with you still not being a grown-up, but it really brings you back to when you were a child,
right.
what song is it?
Well, I'd have to go back to times with my dad, and that means Whitesnake!
Stick it around your door!
So you are the kid in the back seat with the Elmo sippy cup. Listening to this.
In the back, except it's the 80s, so they didn't care about kids in car seats at that time.
Right.
So I'm actually in the front of his Z28.
Nice.
And we're driving fast. And Dad's probably ingested some things, too. I mean, it was the 80s, all right?
It was a different time.
Rest in peace, Dad. We forgive you.
Right.
And I don't have to tell you now, as a homeowner, sometimes we are faced with challenges that we have not dealt with before, mm-hmm. and you have to take them on as an enterprising adult.
What happened?
Friday, my wife told me that she had started to hear a noise in our chimney, that something had been bumping around in there, that kind of thing. So, you know, immediately as the husband, and I don't know if it's just a natural thing, my mind starts thinking about what is it going to cost me?
Yeah, that's your first reaction?
Right. Like, if there's something broken or whatever it is around the house, like, okay, yeah, the faucet's loose. This thing over here might be leaking. What is this spot over here on the ceiling? When I hear that there might be a bang in the chimney, I say to myself, all right, what is this going to cost?
I would think like, oh my God, there's a bunny in there. I got to get it out.
I mean, a bunny in your chimney. It could be the wind, right? Something flew in there and it's just going to fly right back out. It could have been something fell down there. Like, chimneys are lined with tiles. Could have been a tile fell down in the chimney.
Okay.
Made a noise, scared my wife, and now she assumes it's going to happen because she said she heard scurrying.
Okay.
I didn't hear any. Right. Whole day goes by, friends come over, we party into the night, we have a great time at the house, all that stuff, nothing. Next day, in the morning, we're sitting on the couch lazily, and that's when I hear, and then I start hearing something sounding like it's kicking back on my chimney door.
Okay.
I mean, it sounded sizable, like maybe a small child or something like that.
If there's a child stuck in your chimney, we've got major problems.
So to this point now, to be fair, I am nervous and I am concerned about whatever creature might be in there, mm-hmm. whether it be one of the neighbor's kids or whatever has somehow got on my roof. So what do? I do my diligent duty.
Uh-huh.
I pull out the large ladder. We erect the ladder and I go up on the roof. And by the way, every year that passes now that I'm older, I don't know, I want to go on the roof less.
Well, of course.
It becomes more and more terrifying.
Yeah, it's dangerous to go to on the roof.
Look down the chimney, can't find anything. My wife has now surmised that there is some baby creature that is in our chimney.
We got to save the baby.
We have to make the decision. Are we calling pest control? Or are we handling this ourselves?
Okay.
So not knowing what pest control will charge us, and given the fact that this chimney happens to be located in the lightly decorated room, we don't want somebody trouncing around in there in work boots and that type of stuff. We make the decision that we're going to handle this on our own, okay?
Sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, totally a bad idea. So we're online.
We've convinced ourselves that we need to put a rope down the chimney so that if it is a squirrel, it can climb out.
Is that real?
That's what they suggest.
Okay.
Except nobody has a rope large enough to pull an aircraft carrier regularly in their chimney, so we had to fashion something. We try that. They suggest playing loud music, banging on it, playing heavy metal.
What did you do?
AC/DC, Disturbed.
All right.
To no avail. One of us is standing outside watching the chimney the whole time. 2-3 hours of this. One of us works up the courage. I go get the leather gloves, and I say, I'm going to reach up in there, and we're going to find out what's going on.
You're going to pull out the baby?
Oh, yeah, boy.
So I get in there with the flashlight, and I can't see anything. And there's just this one door that it could be hiding behind, like this flue door that you open up.
Yeah.
Finally, Alicia has to, she's got skinnier arms, and she can bend her neck better. She gets in there with the mirror, and she discovers that it is a squirrel.
All right. Oh. A baby squirrel.
This is where the backstory starts going there. That all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, it's a baby squirrel. He's terrified. He's clearly injured, blah, blah, blah. And we have to get him out. What are we going to do? You're my husband. You're supposed to save the world.
You have to save the baby squirrel.
Yes.
So the world rests on your shoulder right now.
It turned into one of those commercials for, like, children's fun where the kid is, like, just crying. It was the saddest thing ever. And now I have to make the plan.
We're going to get to what happened. It's coming up next. What's the strangest animal that you've ever found in your house? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I had such grand plans for myself this weekend. Then on Saturday, it took over my entire day. 8 or 9 hours we spent dealing with a squirrel that was in my chimney. Here's a little clip from me and my wife trying to handle it.
I'm so confused.
Here, I'm going to get on the floor and get ready to reach up in there, and you are going to drape that over me.
Oh, my God.
And then when it comes out, you're going to wrap us both in the blanket, or the creature at least. Now, you may be thinking that our voices sound a little bit muffled. That's because we had no safety apparel in the house, Anna.
Yeah.
So my wife is wearing a scarf wrapped around her head all the way up to her eyes.
Protection, like a helmet.
Right. A winter hat and a sweatshirt. I am wearing a thermal sweatpants, I believe, at that point.
Yeah.
Safety goggles, and I have leather gloves.
Explain to me why you want to be draped in a tarp with the squirrel.
Clearly, I cannot get down the chimney to the squirrel, and the squirrel is not climbing out despite the fact that we put a rope in there.
You're not Santa Claus.
Right. So now we have taken a rope and draped it over the flue door back to where the squirrel is, hoping that he will climb this and pull himself out like Indiana Jones, that type of thing.
Right.
So we have covered the area around the fireplace because the only way to get him out is if he comes back out through the house.
Okay.
At this point. Problem is, every time he goes to step down, and now we've got food out there for him. Peanut butter, bird seed. My wife is talking about throwing water up in the chimney.
Full buffet.
Because she says that he hasn't eaten now in 24 hours that he's been in there.
So hungry, the baby squirrel.
Every time we hear any sort of movement, the dogs go absolutely insane. Of course, what does the squirrel do? Jumps back up in the flue.
What happens?
Here's what we discover is the squirrel won't come down if we're in that room. We have to be in the other room watching television.
Oh.
So now it's nighttime. I have set up a tote trap where I've put the peanut butter and the bird seed inside a tote and placed the cover halfway on it.
Okay.
So that he will jump in there and hopefully fall in there, or I will cover him in there and then get him out. Finally, I look over. The squirrel comes out and he's climbing across the tote. Of course, in that moment that I jump up, the dogs go insane. My wife grabs them under her arms, runs them upstairs because she's got a lock him in a room now, and the squirrel is out like it's Christmas vacation in my house.
Oh, my gosh.
He runs up the back door, jumps off the coat rack, climbs across the mantle. We got one of them photo montages on the wall. Pole vaults all that thing.
Oh.
Hits the TV. He's climbing the curtains. My wife goes to come down the stairs. He crosses her path, headed into the living room, and she just screams and runs back upstairs. The cat does nothing.
Is it an adorable little baby squirrel that's running rampant in your house?
A man-sized squirrel, basically, covered in soot at this point. It's like having a 40-year-old frat boy living in your basement.
And then what?
The cat takes advantage of this time to eat my chips that I left on the couch.
Nice.
No help with the squirrel whatsoever.
And what do you do?
I'm just... Well, he charged at me at one point, so I screamed like a girl.
Right.
Finally, he runs out the back door after running around for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, but he survived.
Never looked back. Never thanked us.
No.
Never cared.
I wish he just jumped on your face.
But first thing my wife says to me, she comes to me because she goes, that wasn't any baby squirrel.
No,
you're right. It wasn't.
1-800-330-9999. Craziest animal that you found in your house. Raven had a hectic weekend, Dana and Raven.
To say the least, we dealt with a squirrel for 8 hours in our chimney on Saturday. It was crazy.
And then he finally escaped and ran rampant all over his house like a crazy person.
It was like a scene out of a movie.
1-800-330-9999. Want to hear from you. What's the craziest wild animal that ever got in your house?
I came home one day to a bat in the chimney, so I didn't know it was a bat at the time. I stuck a broom up to see what was going on. The bat I flew out with him. I told my husband, call me when you get it out of here.
The next day, the house went on the market. We've never been back since. Yeah.
It's like Poltergeist. Right. Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
When I was a kid, I lived in St. Louis, Missouri, and found a brown loose fiber on my blanket. So my dad had seen one before, opened up our attic and found a nest of hundreds and hundreds of brown loose fibers. So we left.
Wait a minute. What kind of animal?
Brown recluse spider.
Brown recluse spider.
I feel them all over my body right now.
Right.
They're
crawling. I'm not reaching my hand up there, leather glove or not. Burn the house down. Burn the house down with those spiders. I think that's what you do.
I was watching my mother's house when she went to Florida. I went in to check on it. I heard a noise. I went downstairs and there was a squirrel pretending that he was part of a picture. So I wouldn't notice them.
A squirrel?
Yeah, it was hanging on the picture so that it was, like, part of the picture.
Oh, yeah, they can freeze up. And I was amazed how long they could stay quiet. That dude didn't make a peep for 24 hours.
It was an artistic squirrel. It's just part of the painting.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. Or, like, one of those dudes covered in paint, like, at City Square, right? Is that a statue? Is that? No, he moved.
It's a real person. It's a real person. Look at his eyes.
And Ann Raven, give us your crazy animal story.
Well, woke up at about 2 in the morning. Well, actually, I was falling asleep, and I saw the shadow in the corner of my room, and then I saw it flying out of my room, and it was a bat.
Oh, man. Oh, no. That's got to be awful.
Could not find it. Went searching everywhere, so I just went to bed, because what else are you going to do at 2 in the morning? My kids found it the next day.
Bats can get under doors. They can, like, they get rid of their body bones.
I know this. Oh. I know. I personally got the rabies shot. They can bite even if you're sleeping, but nobody in my house can do it.
Just in case you got the rabies shot. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
I would sleep under my sheets forever. Hi, Anna and Raven. What animal got loose in your house?
He wasn't in my house. I was driving, and I could feel I could hear something underneath the car, so I pulled over and I looked, and I had a big stray cat stuck to my muffler.
What? He was stuck to your muffler?
Was he alive?
Yeah. Yeah, I took him off the muffler. I coaxed him down. I put him in the back of my car and brought him to a farm.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Nice.
Where he was eaten by a wolf. Thank you.
When was the last time as an adult that you just screamed? That gut-wrenching, terrified, shocked scream.
Are we saying, like, startled, or are we like a prolonged scream where you're like, ah!
Either one. As an adult, you don't really scream unless something terrible is happening.
Right. We're desensitized, so our emotions are a little bit dialed back. You don't burst into tears everywhere you go. Well, maybe you do.
Right.
But for the most part, you don't, right? And you don't scream in shock or horror, for the most part.
I screamed, like, the gut-wrenching from the heart, mm-hmm. hands over your mouth.
Extended scream.
I'm home, putting my sneakers on. I'm getting ready to go to the gym.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the babysitter to come. My girlfriend Jessica had just gotten there with her daughter. And I run into the kitchen mm-hmm. to fill up my water.
With the sneakers on.
With my sneakers
ready
on.
Ready to go. Already workout.
Luckily,
mentally.
I had my sneakers on so I could run. And I look down and staring at me with these beady little eyes threatening to take my life is a mouse.
I seriously doubt that that's exactly how it played out. That mouse was probably terrified. Like, here comes a giant.
Well, it's staring at me.
It strikes me as odd that he would sit there and stare at you.
At the gut-quenching scream.
Right. You immediately had to go to the bathroom. Right.
No, I was just like, like, I wasn't prepared for it. I've never seen a mouse in my house ever.
Right.
And I don't like mice. My girlfriend Danielle had a snake at her house, and I told her she had to sell the house and move.
That's how my wife is, too. She'd be like, this whole area is Chernobyl at this point.
Right.
She'd be like, I'm never coming back. It's not going to happen. Even when you're in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you can't do it.
Call Ravis. Put this on the market. We got to go.
I mean, mice is normal. They're around. It's that time of year. They're looking for somewhere warm, man.
I'm screaming like crazy, and I'm like, Jessica!
You must not go in your shed, because mice have to be in your shed.
I don't go in the shed. I don't even know how to get
That's
in the shed.
That's your husband's domain. That's Paul's domain.
Lock on it. I don't go near that thing.
So you scream.
So I scream like crazy, and I scream for Jessica to come. Now, here's the thing.
Right.
I have a wide variety of friends.
Okay.
Jessica
mm-hmm.
is a hunter.
But what do you mean, like a hunter?
She goes out on a deer hunter. Yeah, she is Pennsylvania.
Oh, she's like
grown.
A real hunter.
Oh, yeah.
So she, like, could get a squirrel if she was hungry.
They go on hunting trips, her and her husband.
Okay.
Which is so funny, because if you know me, you know that's the exact opposite of anything I am.
It is
but
the opposite.
But I have a wide
of you.
Variety of friends. I have Republican friends. I have Democrat friends. I have all kinds of friends. Well, we all get along.
Thank you for the clarification. That have debates while deer hunting in Pennsylvania. By the way, on hunts, you have to be quiet, so you can't go with them.
exactly. She says it's very relaxing. I don't know. Anyway, so she comes into the kitchen and she starts freaking out.
Yeah.
And I say to her, "You kill deer."
Right.
"You kill deer."
Right. Right. "You're my friend that I've kept on the roster because I need you for the zombie apocalypse. I expect to hide behind you.
If there is anybody I want with me at this exact moment, it's her."
Right. Yeah. "You thought you would go to her house when the apocalypse arrived.
And she would have us protected."
Right.
Crossbows and whatever nonsense that you get.
Right. But no, that does not appear to be the case.
No. So she starts freaking out. And I go, "Jessica, this is your domain. No. You have to get rid of this mouse."
So she saw the mouse, though. She knew that. Okay.
The kids come running in. Hayden is holding baby Dakota. That's my 10-year-old and my 10-month-old.
Right.
And Sophia, the other
one. And you guys are screaming, and you're supposed to be the adult, so then they're going to freak out.
Here comes Hayden. "Don't kill it, Mom. I want to keep it."
No.
You're not killing the mouse in the kitchen. We're not going to keep it forever. We're going to just get it out.
Right.
So I get a pot.
I might kill it outside. Right.
I'm going to give it to Jessica. I go, "This is you. You have to do this." Gets it, and she puts it over the mouse. We drag it across the floor. The sad part, though, is we see its little legs and tails are trapped. And we get it all the way to the door.
Try and release it.
We just kick it out as hard as we can.
What?
The whole pot.
Do you have the kids avert their eyes when they did it or what?
Well, no. They were watching the whole entire time because even though we told them to, I said, "Save yourself.
Now, you
get
know,
out of here."
You know, it listen. Being your first hunt, that if your friend was really doing it legit. What, your friend's name again?
Jessica.
Right. If Jessica was doing it legit, she's immediately supposed to slice the mouse open at that point. You're supposed to take a bite of either its liver or heart. You can eat that raw. And then you're supposed to take the
nice
blood and
beans.
Do a little war paint under your eyes. Like a football player. You never saw Red Dawn?
No.
I'm just making sure that you know how this stuff works here for the future.
Good news, we all survived.
Except the mouse.
The mouse, we're not sure. It hobbled away. It was so sad.
Oh, that's terrible.
It just hobbled away. For years, I've had a feeling that there's something wrong with my face. Stand on Raven.
You have to warn me if you're going to start something like that. All right, I got to prepare my face so I can deny any of these things as I look at you.
So it happened a few years ago. I would start coming home from work, and my mom would look at me and she'd say, "Anna, what's wrong with your nose?"
I would repeat, but your father's already angry at me for doing this accent.
Right, you can't do my parents' accent. Only I can do it.
That's right.
She was like, "Anna, there's something wrong with your nose. It's too red."
Right.
And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And I ignored her. And then I realized after she said that, and I'd never realized it before, that my nose gets red a lot.
This is only happening
really
in cold time, cold temperatures?
No, it happens obviously when I'm cold, yes.
Okay.
But if I'm angry, if I'm tired, if I like finish a workout, and I'm not talking about a little bit red.
Yeah.
I'm talking about I look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer red.
What is that condition that when you're an alcoholic that the nose gets red?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not an alcoholic.
Okay.
But I just read this stat the other day that 43% of people have wrongly convinced themselves that they had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms.
Well, of course.
But I decided that I had to figure out what's wrong with my face, my nose.
Right.
So I went and I Googled, went to WebMD, and I think this is the accurate disease of what I have.
So wait a minute. So you Googled what's wrong with Anna Zapp's face?
No. I Googled
your symptoms.
Why is my nose red all the time?
Okay. Right. And so what does WebMD say?
And I was afraid.
Besides that you're dying and have to make an appointment right away.
No. You would think that it was going to say that I was dying.
Right.
It didn't. It actually gave me accurate information. I think I fall under the 50% of people that get the right information. Turns out
50% of the time.
50% of the time.
It's right all the time.
So,
I love it.
Rosacea. Okay. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Could
symptoms.
Be.
Symptoms include redness of the face, irritated, stinging skin. Some people develop a swollen red nose. Like me. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Anna.
Yeah, no. You would have this in patches, though. It would be other places.
No. Look,
I've seen it.
How common? About 16 million people in the U.S.
Oh,
have rosacea.
A lot
I'm one of the 16 million people.
I don't think you are.
But here's the overview that this is what the sadness comes in.
Okay.
Rosacea is a chronic skin condition that can cause redness.
That's right.
It's more common in women and in people between the ages of 30 and 50. That's me. Wait, hold on. Being fair-skinned increases the risk. Now, here's where the sadness truly comes in.
Okay, I'm ready. I didn't realize that there was going to be more sadness here.
Rosacea is not medically serious, but it can be frustrating and hurt a person's self-esteem.
Well,
it does.
Thank
it hurts
you.
My self-esteem. Well, I have a red face.
I have psoriasis. I know about these skin conditions here.
Do you have
here.
Psoriasis because a real doctor told you or because you went online and Googled it?
Because a real doctor told me. Yes.
Maybe you should have Googled it. Maybe that's not what you have. You have a 50-50 shot of getting it right.
You're right. I'm sure whatever else that I did have would not be good, though.
And the worst part about all this?
What's up?
There's no cure, so I just have a red nose, and I have to just accept it, like Rudolph.
I'm looking at your face right now.
Is it red?
No.
It's not?
No.
Well, it's because I don't have any of my triggers. Make me angry and see what happens.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Sabrina and Chris joining us together. Sabrina, let's start with you. What's going on?
I just want to say, first off, I love my husband, Chris. He's amazing. But he just sometimes, he has this thing about him that drives me crazy. He always likes to buy things that the neighbors buy, like exactly the same thing. As soon as they bought a John Deere lawnmower, he wanted to get one. They installed a new swing set, and then he went to Costco and bought the exact same one. And so now the neighbors have bought an SUV, and sure enough, he wants to get the exact same SUV. And to me, I just think that's just so embarrassing.
I hope we get it in a different color.
Okay. First of all, my wife doesn't spend time doing any consumer reports. She doesn't look into anything that I buy. I'm the one who does that. It just so happens our neighbors do a lot of research. The riding lawnmower that I bought that she complained about takes me 15 minutes to get nearly half an acre of our lawn done. So I don't know why she's complaining about that. Number two, I'm looking into a new SUV. And she can't stand the fact that I'm looking into the same kind of mini SUV that our neighbors got. There's no problem with it. The guy's smart. He's an engineer. Why do I have to follow it up with anything different?
It's just like a little creepy because it just doesn't read they have great taste and you're just using them as inspiration. It just looks like that you're straight up copying them. Like you have no.
No, it looks like that to you, to me, and to everybody else who's looking at the things I bought. I just look like a guy who bought the right product for the right job. It's not that hard.
Nobody's arguing the effectiveness of these things that you buy. Okay, the John Deere mower, it's great, all right? It's been so helpful. But also, the swing set, I feel like you can express yourself differently than the neighbor.
All right, guys, well, listen, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and we can ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Sabrina, that it's kind of weird and stalkish that he buys everything the neighbors have, but they may agree with you, Chris, and say, if you like it and you see it, and a lot of times that's how you decide that you want something, then what's the big deal? Who cares what the neighbors think?
They can be twins.
Look, he buys the best stuff. What's wrong with buying the best stuff?
All right.
I don't understand.
Fair enough. Do you guys both want to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yes, I would love that.
All right, whose side are you on? Call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
You've heard about keeping up with the neighbors, but this is a whole nother level. Chris and Sabrina have bought a lot of the things that the neighbors have bought. Mm-hmm. They have the exact same lawnmower, the same swing set, and now Chris has told his wife, Sabrina, I want to buy the exact same SUV that they just bought. It looks good.
Chris has taken advantage over the years of the fact that his neighbor does really good research, and there's no shame in his game when he goes to acquire these things. Sabrina thinks you've just got to be a little bit more unique with a car. Who wants to live like this?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Well, you know what I wanted to say, Anna? When I grew up, we had a neighbor two doors away that had the same exact cars as we did. And the crazy part is I went in their house one time and they had the same furniture.
Huh.
Now that is
so strange. I'm wondering if like certain personalities just like certain things.
Hey, good morning, guys. Definitely on the white eye. Very creepy and weird.
Find a different car, even if it's a terrible vehicle, buy that other one.
It's true. It just looks very stalkish.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, how you doing? I'm on her side. This guy's got issues. You remember in the movie The Godfather when he slaps Johnny Fontaine and says you can act like a man? This guy should act like a man. Choose his own way.
That's a pretty heavy lesson for this morning, but thank you.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Couples Court this morning, it's Chris and Sabrina. Sabrina, our audience agreed with you. Chris, it's just a little bit awkward, and maybe you just kind of do things a little bit on your own. It's weird that you're constantly copying them.
Yeah, well, it's just another thing that my wife gets the win at, so it's fine.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, she's laughing because she knows it's true.
Well, she doesn't sound upset about it. I mean,
right.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
No, of course not. She's not upset. This is just another thing she gets the win at. I don't get... I'm just trying to make purchases. But even she wins at this. Great. Good.
Oh, come on. Oh, somebody's sounding like a sore loser.
So instead of the neighbor making choices for you, Chris, it's your wife. And Bess. We wish you the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, of course, you can always email us, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Every weekday morning is your chance to beat Raven in pop culture trivia. 1-800-330-9999. It's Ian on Raven. Who's this?
Jason,
you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Jason.
Here's how it works. He's walking on out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to do it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, number one. It's a leap year this year. How many days will there be there this year?
366.
Number two, Disneyland has raised their prices once again. Disney World is in Orlando, Florida. What city and state is Disneyland in?
Los Angeles, California.
Number three, Samuel L. Jackson, Steve Carell, Lucille Ball, and Joy Behar did not land their first major breakthrough roles until they were all in their 40s. What current talk show does Joy Behar currently co-host?
The Today Show?
Number four, ScreenRant.com put out a list of the best 80s movie theme songs of all time. First was Prince's Purple Rain from the movie Purple Rain. Second was Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters from Ghostbusters. And third was Kenny Loggins' song Danger Zone. What movie was that from?
Oh, Top Gun.
And number five, the host of Survivor says there will never be a celebrity edition of the show because celebrities just don't have time to do it. Who hosts Survivor?
Ryan Seacrest.
It's a good guess. He hosts everything. All right, hold on. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo, how do you do?
All right, Jason got 2 out of 5.
Pretty good.
You think pretty good?
I mean, on a Monday after I haven't been paying attention, that's one thing. But let's see how I do.
All right, number one. It's a leap year this year. How many days will there be there this year?
Leap year, extra day, right? So that means 366.
That's right. Number two, Disneyland raised their prices once again. Disney World is in Orlando, Florida. What city and state is Disneyland in?
It's Anaheim, isn't it?
Well, what state?
Well, it's California. Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. Anaheim, California. People always think it's L.A., right, Jason, but it's not. It's Anaheim.
Well, L.A. is, like, big. I mean, it's like you look at it, where does the city end, right?
Mm. Number three, Samuel L. Jackson, Steve Carell, Lucille Ball, and Joy Behar didn't land their first major breakthrough roles until they were all in their 40s. What current talk show does Joy Behar currently host?
It's one of two. I'm going to guess it's The View.
Yeah, The View is correct. You always get confused between The View and The Talk, but
right.
That's The View. Yep. Number four, ScreenRant.com put out a list of the best 80s movies theme songs of all time. First was Prince's Purple Rain from the movie Purple Rain.
Of course.
Second was Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters from
Rip Off.
Ghostbusters. And third was Kenny Loggins' song Danger Zone. What movie is that from?
Top Gun. Get your tickets now. Maverick is out June 6th.
I mean, what are you doing commercials for them now?
I love Tom Cruise. He's like the brother that I wish I had that security won't let me get near.
All right, Jason, he's officially beat you, but let's wrap it up. Number five, the host of Survivor says there will never be a celebrity edition of the show because celebrities just don't have the time to do it. Who hosts Survivor?
Isn't it Jeff Probst? I don't know how to say his last name, but it's P-R-O-B something.
Yeah, close enough. Jeff Probst. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jason. He ended up beating you 5-3 this morning. No, 5-2.
What are you
it was pretty
do?
Bad. Yeah.
It's Jason, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate it. Hold on the line. We're going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. And coming up tomorrow, it's another chance for you to beat Raven. And if you want the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions, make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today.
Deep, dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna Zapp.
Dear diary, did you know that TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods are the same company? Now, I understand why HomeGoods is a standalone, but can't we all just agree that TJ Maxx and Marshalls are basically the exact same store? They should just merge names and call themselves like TJ Marshalls or Marsh Maxx. Here's what I do know about going to TJ Marshalls. You have to prepare for battle when you shop there. Like Dora the Explorer, I bring my handy-dandy backpack in case I need tools or a map to navigate through those crowded aisles. And standing in between those aisles is like being in a jungle in the Amazon looking for treasure. You're most likely sweating and constantly looking over your shoulder for a predator, aka another woman that's eyeing the same blouse as you. I see one approaching me and I turn around and I say, "Swiper, no swiping!" And you have to be ready to pounce like a cheetah if you see a designer top mixed in with the no-name brands. The other day, I found a Theory dress. was buried under a pile of neon pink crop tops. And I cried. I cried tears of happiness. It's as though I had found the Holy Grail. Years of searching for this moment. Granted, it had a ripped sleeve, it was covered in dust, and smelled like an 80-year-old woman's closet. But it was there, and it was my size. It was my size. Okay, it actually wasn't my size. It's a size smaller than I like to admit that I am, but I bought it anyway. And it was one-third of the full retail price. One-third. Maybe I'll fit into it one day, right? And as I clutched my treasure, I buried my head into my shopping cart with its wobbly wheels, and I was ready to plow down anyone that got in the way of me and that cashier. But, as always, despite having 12 registers, there's only 3 people working them, and I'm stuck in that line, sandwiched between 2 walls filled with dog toys, quirky mugs, Yankee candles, only the ones that have smells that no one wants, like tree wreath, pine, and sadness mixed together. Then there's those bags of banana chips and gourmet popcorn. Who buys those? When it's finally my turn, I realize I forgot a bag. Luckily, TJ Marshalls has those high-quality reusable bags easily available for 99 cents. And I choose the one with the giant dog face. And with that, sweet victory! I have survived another trip, and I've spent $79 on a dress that doesn't fit me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.